Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Sam, you just spent some time with Ryan Khalil, who's been through the wars in this league. What does a veteran center tell a young quarterback after a tough game like that?
For us right now, it's about process, you know, taking it 1 week at a time, looking at this tape. It stings, man. It's a divisional game, and, you know, you never want to lose these ones. It's going to sting, and that's a good thing. But us, you know, as grown men, individually, we got to pick ourselves up and come to work tomorrow, and we'll do that.
It's the first time that all of the pieces of this offense played together this season. Your offensive line playing for the first time together, the first snaps this season, and the first snaps in 2 years Le'Veon Bell has taken. How much of the rust factor collectively do you think led to maybe the first half and just the lack of points on the board?
Yeah, you know, I think there is definitely, you know, some times there where, you know, we did feel a little scrambled at times, but that's just reps, man. I mean, you know, I can only imagine how much further, you know, after this game we're going to be next week and the week after that. I mean, that's how we got to think right now, is we're all about process. And, you know, a lot of guys look good. Our whole team looked really good out there. It's about the little things, you know, making sure, fine-tuning the details. And when we look at the tape, we'll do that.
Final question, what do you think you'll take out of this game?
Yeah, I think I played a clean game. I didn't turn the ball over or anything, but I just got to make better decisions, you know, in terms of getting the ball out, understanding where my problems are, and checking the ball down when I need to. I felt like I took too many sacks out there, you know, so I think that's really it. I think it's just getting the ball out when I need to and fine-tuning some of the details.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.